For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunison. After working for the Missouri School Board Association for more than 40 years, MSBA Executive Director Dr. Carter Ward has decided that it's time for retirement. Ward says he plans to take some time off to spend with his family. He says he's seen a lot of change in public education in his 31 years as executive director.
The issues are always fresh. They're always compelling. The importance and the gravity of the situation as far as the need for strong public schools is greater today than it's ever been.
MSBA Chief Communications Officer Brent Gann says Ward helped build the organization from a group of two employees to what he believes is now one of the best school board organizations in the nation. Ward's retirement will take effect on June 30th, 2015. A residential development under construction near Rockbridge State Park is being challenged in court. Environmental groups say that the project threatens water quality and wildlife. The Parkside Estate subdivision south of Columbia sits on 35 acres next to the state park. Developer Southside Trails Estates is clearing land for 76 homes on that site. The Columbia Missourian reports that the Great Rivers Environmental Law Center filed suit last week on behalf of Friends of the Rockbridge Memorial State Park against the development. The civil suit also names the City of Columbia as a project contractor. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources issued the developer a notice of violation in April because of water pollution. Well Aware is giving free skin cancer screenings at the Broadway Medical Plaza in Columbia. The screenings are held in a small truck parked outside Plaza 3 throughout the summer. Nurses are looking for moles that are irregular in size, shape, or color. Nurse Marla Jones says if a mole has two of the three, she suggests the person see a doctor for further testing. These tests could be especially important for Boone County residents.
Boone County actually has been shown to have a higher than national average incidence of late stage diagnosed melanomas or skin cancers.
Jones also says the best way to make sure you don't get skin cancer is to do self-examinations once a month, especially in the summer, as well as using 1 ounce of sunscreen each time you apply it. The next free screening is Thursday, starting at 9 a.m. by appointment. The Columbia Fire Department announced today the Department of Homeland Security will extend a grant for an extra year. The CFD received a Staffing for Adequate Fire and Emergency Response grant in March of 2013. Columbia Fire Department Battalion Chief Brad Fraser says the grant paid for salaries and benefits for five new firefighters over the course of 2 years.
Those five positions enable us to keep one of our engine companies, Engine 2, that was essentially shut down a majority of the time. Those five positions allow us to keep that truck open more often.
Three of the five firefighters hired in 2013 are military veterans. Those three veterans will receive an extension that keeps them employed by the Columbia Fire Department through March of 2016. Battalion Chief Fraser says the City of Columbia will fund the remaining two positions after the grant period has run its course. For KBIA News, I'm Grant Sunison.